Hey everyone, devotional thought for Tuesday, April the 21st, 2020, comes from John 14:26. But the Helper, the Comforter, the one who will come along beside you, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. As we consider thinking or living like Jesus, the topic will not be complete without considering the person of the Holy Spirit. Now notice what Jesus said. He said the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance all the things that I or Jesus said. So the role of the Holy Spirit is to teach you or to remind you of all the things that Jesus said. So if you're going to think the thoughts of Jesus, if you're going to have a mind that is transformed and or renewed, then you have to learn how to understand, discern, and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Learning to hear and follow the Holy Spirit is a lot like other activities in life. It takes time and effort. In order for us to get control of our mind, and as the New Living Translation vividly describes it, capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ, from 2 Corinthians 10:5b. We have to replace our thinking with the way that Jesus thought. And it takes time, sometimes a lot of time, to recognize the difference between the Holy Spirit, my parents, my own thoughts, the thoughts of other people, or as we talked about on Sunday, those other competing inner voices. It takes time and effort because your old nature, the old man, does not want to give up. Those old thoughts and habits will continually pop up and try to dominate or control our internal conversation and our internal thoughts. You literally have to reprogram your thinking process and patterns. Well, how do we do that? By filling our heart and especially our mind with you see, the Christian life is not for the intellectually lazy person. You're going to have to engage all of your mental faculties, your entire mental prowess, in order to become more like Christ. You're going to have to sharpen it. How do you sharpen it? By reading Scripture, by replacing your thoughts with the thoughts of God, and by bouncing ideas off of older and more mature believers that God strategically places in our life. And he does that by placing us or them in a church, in a Sunday school class, in a small group, or a life group, or a discipleship group setting, where we're able to learn from one another and encourage one another, and, as the Bible says, spur one another to growth in Christ. The Christian life is about learning how to think like Christ, and then allowing those thoughts to take root and grow into action in our lives on a daily basis. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.